The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak. All right, yeah. Look at this, okay. Nice crowd, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is our first break?
Yeah. Ooh, I can't wait till later. Wow.
We are broadcasting live, LeBar Bat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th. You guys having fun or what, huh? I guess I gotta start by asking, is anyone sober in this place?
I didn't think so. People got an early start today, oh.
Did anyone go to work today?
No.
Whoa. That's ambient background noise. Don't bother with that.
We just threw out the first curse. That's good.
What is the what's the laser pointer on the table?
Yeah, who's got
I'm looking around like, what is this?
Who's got the laser pointer?
Who's got the laser pointer? No, no one ever has them.
Yeah, no one's going to fess up to
it. It's just the dot on the table. Okay, just I don't mind. You put it on my head. I'll go, oh, look, I'm the Indian guy. Just don't burn my retinas out, okay? I need my eyes for half-life.
And it could be an actual gun. We got a bunch of cops in the back over there.
Yeah, there they are.
And we got the firefighters. Where are the firefighters? There they are! All right, we're so.
And my buddies up at the bar.
There's Diesel. Yeah, love nut.
Hey, Diesel had sex with a midget. He was telling me. I love this. I just met. You can tell how much people have been drinking all day by the conversations you get in within the first 10 seconds of meeting someone. I meet him, like 10 seconds later. I had sex with a midget. He's like, well, tell me all about it.
Well, tell him why he had sex with a midget, though. Because he admitted to us that he has a real tiny schlong.
Yeah. So it looks bigger next to a midget. That's what he said. Little Vienna sausage fingers, you know? Those little midget fingers.
So, lady, the guy standing up at the bar, he's got a real small one, just in case you're wondering, all right?
He's going to put a Corona bottle across your head.
Yeah, that's all right, though. We're partying with Killians, and we're all over the ball field today. We're at LeBar Bat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th. Matt Devoti is at No Idea. Great name for a bar, No Idea. That's on East 20th Street, 30 East 20th Street, between Park and Broadway. Ralph Tatora is at Hooters, starting at 5 o'clock, Hempstead Turnpike in East Meadow, Long Island. Eddie Trunk is at Murphy's Townhouse, starting at 5. 97 Franklin Street in Stamford, Connecticut. And it's all brought to you by Killian's Red, the official beer of St. Patrick's Day.
But we are here at LeBar Bat. And we are going to try today, during our broadcast here, between 3 and 7 at LeBar Bat, for the guys, we are going to try to get a boob up on stage.
It'll happen.
We've seen some drunkenness already, so I think it could happen.
I think it could happen very soon, Anthony. Also, we got lots to give away if you're on your way over here. We got two trips to anywhere in the USA for two people, $50 gift certificates to Chelsea Piers. We got movie passes to Lowe's Cineplex. And are they still skiing? We got ski passes? Is that happening?
Yeah.
All right. At Hunter Mountain, and we got CDs and T-shirts and lots of stupidity on the way. It's Opie and Anthony broadcasting live. LeBar Bat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th. WNEW, the Rock of New York, George Thorogood, it's Opie and Anthony broadcasting live, LeBar Bat, West 57th between 8th and 9th.
Man, look at this. These people are psyched to party St. Patrick's Day in New York City. Yeah.
And usually early on in our show, it's kind of a mellow crowd, but these guys are primed already.
No. So. All right, who's been going since 8 this morning? How about 10? Any late starters? 11?
No.
Yeah, wussy.
Not one person. Hey, you guys, we got to say hi to George Killian. He's throwing the party today.
George Killian. Come on. Wow.
Hello, everybody.
Look at that voice of his. I love it.
Hello. Hello. I'm delighted to be here celebrating St. Patrick's Day with you at WNEW.
Isn't that great?
Now, George, how many Killians have you had today already?
I've lost count.
Did you pour it on your Lucky Charms this morning? Or?
So you're making the rounds around New York?
Making the rounds, yeah. We're having a fabulous time.
That's kind of rough going from bar to bar, because then you have to...
Hard work.
Someone has to do it.
Yes. I wish I had your job. I thought I had an easy job. I think you have the best job in New York.
I'd be retiring shortly. Maybe you'll consider it.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah.
You got somebody in the wings that's going to take your place there?
A few.
Yeah, like Frank Perdue did. He put his son in there. You can do that?
George is sure. Sauced.
Hey, who isn't?
Now, George, could you give us like an Irish toast or something, maybe, to get the party started right?
I'd love to give a toast in honor of St. Patrick in St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, let's do it.
St. Patrick was a gentleman who, through strategy and stealth, drove all the snakes from Ireland. Here's a toasting to his health. But not too many toastings, lest you lose yourself in them. Forget the good St. Patrick and see all those snakes again.
All right! Yeah. Joe Killian, everyone! Hey, I have another one. There once was a man from Nantucket.
George, you know any limericks?
Probably none you could tell on the air, right?
I couldn't put on the air.
No, none on the air.
Okay. Yeah, they usually rhyme with rock. You know, things like that. Luck. We understand.
All right. Now, George, you're going to be doing some cake stands with us a little later, or
funnel shots?
We'd love to.
Okay. You guys, let's hear it for George Killian, huh? Lots more to come. It's Opie and Anthony broadcast live, LaBar Bat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th. Plenty of time to get your ass down here. 1027 WNAW, the Rock of New York, Everclear and Santa Monica. It's Opie and Anthony broadcast live, LaBar Bat.
Yeah.
West 57th, between 8th and 9th Avenue.
Don't worry, there's plenty more shirts where that came from.
Well, we got lots of stuff to give away. Before the broadcast is through, we're going to give two trips away to anywhere in the USA for two people.
That's good if you're on the lam.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you got to do something really, really good for a trip. Come on.
Yeah.
Have we gotten nudity yet, Anthony?
No, we're still waiting for that.
Nudity?
Still waiting.
Oh, really? Nudity? Whoa, hello. Can you come on stage and show everyone that?
Oh, the guys would love it.
Yeah, come on up.
Come on.
This is the cornerstone of our show.
Well, first of all, what's your name? Jennifer.
Jennifer.
And where are you from?
South Lakeville, New Jersey.
Right on. All right.
And you guys like Jennifer or what, huh?
Will she be throwing out the first boob of St. Patty's Day? Wow, look at the guy. Oh, guys love this.
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
Yeah, we flashed the police officers during the parade, so it's...
Oh, the police officers
your turn.
Love boobs.
So it's my turn.
Now, Jennifer, how big are those?
They're 36 double Ds.
There's no other way to put it.
36 double Ds.
You want to... Here, Ben,
wait, you have 38 double Ds?
36 double Ds.
Well, would you be willing to share with the crowd?
Oh, she would.
Oh, you have the 38 double Ds?
Well, maybe we could have a boob-off.
We could have a boob-off.
We can make this up as we go along.
Yeah, give your friend the camera. She wants to get a picture of you.
Yeah.
Earl, for the love of God, you better get a picture of this for our website.
Earl, if you don't get
these. You mess up these pictures, Earl.
It's over.
What's your name?
It's over for Earl.
Linda has the 38 double Ds and Jennifer has the... I like Jennifer's.
Well, you haven't seen... Look at those.
No,
come on.
Look at those, man. All right, you guys want to see something or what, huh?
All right, should we start with the 36s?
I think we start with the 36s and work our way up, Anthony.
All right, let's go. 36.
36.
Oh, my God. Look at the... Those are like green elevators. I love that. The crowd seems to not like that because she's showing her bra.
I think I have seen heaven.
Wow.
I have seen the promised land.
Wow.
Jennifer, I got to say, that those could be the best boobs I've ever seen in my life.
Those are beautiful,
Jennifer. Those are unbelievable.
And people, isn't this what St. Patty's Day is all about?
Where's the 38 double Ds now?
Oh, she's a 38D.
Right.
All right, you're a double D, 36 double D, and you're a 38D.
Who the hell cares? Rip off your dick.
Regardless, regardless,
no, I really like the whole mathematics. Lose the shirt, honey.
Wow, let me see this.
Wait, we have a rule violation.
We have a rule violation.
Wow! God, Opie, your head was in the way.
Can I get a private show, please?
What do you guys think of that, huh?
His head was in the way. Can I get a private show?
One more time! One more time!
Yeah, oh.
One more time!
I think the 36 double D's have it!
Wow, ladies, beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, one shot together.
Look at this guy, one shot together. He's got his camera. He's taking pictures.
He's a firefighter too, man.
All right,
right on.
Speaking of which, we got to say hi to the Yonkers Fire Department hanging with us today. Station 4, Engine 304, Ladder 74, partying with us today.
We got New York's finest, New York's bravest, and New York's drunkest.
Well, we were going to play a bit that came in late yesterday, but I guess we can wait.
Who cares? That? I mean, look at what we got.
Yeah, we can't top that, so. If you want to party with us, it's...
Hi, my friend Sean, who I know is listening right
say
now.
Say hi to your friend, what?
Sean.
Sean, you just did.
All right, for one more peek, you can say hi.
We'll fart around and mention for a boo. All right.
One more peek!
All right, how about a double? Both of you give the guys a little... There they go. Guys, you're going to get all four.
You're missing all the fun. If you're in the area, it's a bar bat with Opie and Anthony. West 57th between 8th and 9th. It's 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. It's Opie and Anthony, Def Leppard, Photograph. We're broadcasting live. LeBar Bat, West 57th between 8th and 9th. I don't know how we're going to outdo ourselves from the last break, Anthony.
That's okay. We'll just have to get more people up here. Yeah, I think so.
I think we could do that.
I think as the afternoon goes on, I think we'll get more girls that might want to come up here and give a little St. Paddy's Day spirit.
Any other ladies want to flash? Or? How about someone on the railing?
Oh,
she's waving.
The high altitude.
The high altitude New Orleans
Yeah, we turn
flash.
This into Mardi Gras.
Come on, Mardi Gras. Guys, throw money. Throw something. Please. All right, we're going to be here until at least 7.
Look at the spotlight goes on.
Yeah, that's smart. Who's working the spotlight?
That's good.
No? All right, move the spotlight around. Maybe we'll find another lady up on the rally. There he goes.
You got to be careful. I saw some guy get some abuse, man.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Guy right over here. Girl was requesting a song. She came up to me and said she wanted to hear George Thorogood. And he said, how about you hear my big beep? Go into your beep. She turns around, takes her beer, and throws it right on his groin. So he's got to go around the rest of the night looking like he wet his pants.
Now, where is that guy?
It's a perfect move for a girl.
Where is that guy? Come on up on stage and show everyone your the wet
Where's
spot.
Where's the wet spot?
We got to see the wet spot.
Yeah, I think wet spot left.
Oh, it's one of the...
He's changing his pants.
There it is. All right. Very good.
Oh, that isn't even the guy. What did it happen to you two?
How many guys has this happened to?
What are you kidding? What are you? I wouldn't let that happen to me. Pour him on that.
All right. This guy's going to pour a beer into your pants. Is that all right?
Oh, that's pulling his head down to his lap. I don't know what's going on.
We didn't need to see that.
Hey, firemen and their hoses.
Hey, Anthony, late in the show yesterday, we had that schmuck call us.
Oh, yeah.
He said we talked too much on our radio show, and he wanted to talk to our boss who's in the corner over here, Gary. And we played the runaround game with him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, trouble has arrived. What's up, bro? The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Days of the New. Opie and Anthony broadcasting live, LeBar Bat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th. I got to point this guy out. Raise your hands, dude.
I don't know if you guys remember when we were smashing the hell out of that Bronco in Monocacy, New Jersey. This guy was putting his bare fist through the windshield and the side window.
Thank you, OPR. Anthony, I thought you would recognize me for this.
I recognize
son, you mother.
I gave you a shirt.
A Coors Light shirt.
I just grabbed the shirt. Get the guy a... Give him an NEW shirt. I don't want him to wrap my head. Look at him.
Ben, you got to take care of that guy. He's scary.
He's giving him another one, the same shirt. Earl, he's going to kick your ass. You know this guy?
I'm kicking your butt, Anthony.
He rolled over the Bronco single-handedly.
I still got the stitches to prove it.
He does. He was bleeding like a mother, and he's like, hey, man, I want to just shake your hand. I'm like, no, we're not shaking your hand.
You're a biohazard.
What's your name again, dude? I remember the face.
Matt.
All right, Matt.
Matt.
All right.
Man. Matt's in the house, everyone. Look out.
Yeah!
All right, we got to thank Killian's Red for throwing the party today. If you can't make it to LaBarbat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th, we're all over the ball field today. Matt Devote, starting at 5 o'clock, will be at No Idea. That's the name of a bar. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I heard the spot. Matt's like, I'll be at No Idea.
Sounds like me on a Saturday night, having no freaking idea. That's on 30 East 20th Street between Park and Broadway in Manhattan. Our buddy, our pal, Ralph Tatore, he's at Hooters. Man, he got the lucky assignment today, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, Ralph can never talk about Hooters, so
that's
he's in his own helm right now.
That's true. And that's on Hempstead Turnpike in East Meadow, Long Island. Go see Ralph between 5 and 7. And Eddie Trunk, who's doing that great show on Saturday nights. Anyone else hear that show on Saturday night? With
Saturday Night Rocks!
Saturday Night Rocks, the name of the show. Well, Eddie's at Murphy's Townhouse at 597 Franklin Street in Stamford, Connecticut.
Eddie, always happy to be out of the studio.
Yes, he's very happy to be doing his own thing today. And this is all brought to you by Killian's Red, the official beer of St. Patrick's Day. Now, earlier, if you were listening to the radio, we had the lovely Jennifer. And who was the other girl? What was her name? Who cares? They both had great boobs, and they showed everyone on stage.
Jennifer is just beautiful.
Yeah.
She came up and showed everybody her goods.
Her 36 double D's.
Just beautiful.
We might have to get an encore presentation later on.
All natural.
All natural, right?
Firm. Still perky. Like, for something so big to be so perky.
What can I say? They're all yours?
Yeah.
Jennifer, I'm going to suggest this. You should come in the studio to challenge Tara as the hottest girl ever to be naked on the opening show.
Yeah.
I'm totally serious.
Oh, yeah.
I am totally serious. We got a couple girls coming down Friday to do that, to take on Tara. So if you want to join us, we'll let you know off mic. She's coming down, man.
Oh.
All right.
Nice.
We got something for the ladies here. So, guys, let the ladies up front for this one because I don't think you guys want to see this. Let's hear it for Gary, everyone. Gary, grab that mic.
Yeah, Gary.
Now, Gary,
what's your sad story?
What
Gary?
Is your story, yeah?
Well, I'll give you one of my sad stories. When I was 16, December 18th, I had broken my knee.
Yeah.
So I had an operation Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Being a macho guy, I stopped using my crutches too early. As I was walking with my knee brace and everything, my testicle twisted inside my body. And I thought it was just a really bad case of blue balls or something. I didn't know what was going on. 16. So I just put it off. Then when I finally went to the hospital, they told me they would have to have an operation. They would see if they could untwist it. If they couldn't, they'd have to remove it. So 4 hours later, I wake up with only one testicle.
Wow. Wait, so it's like when you take the party balloons and twist them, and that's what happened?
And it died inside me, and if I got in the hospital like 5 hours earlier, they would have been able to save it.
Hey, you guys want to see Gary's one testicle?
Wait.
I think he's got something to say about this.
I never agreed to show it. I had 200 drunk people push me. Yeah, you are what you eat, buddy, so back off.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Wait, maybe we could do this. If a girl wants to see it in private.
Oh, yeah, any woman is welcome.
And then she can describe it.
Yes, right. Any woman is welcome to see it firsthand, mouth, and whatever other body parts come into play.
Is there a girl that wants to see,
any girls want to see one testicle, raise your hand and come toward the stage.
Any of the girls want to see? This is the difference between girls and guys.
No, they're coming. They're coming forward.
There's a couple of girls.
I just see guys.
Any other ladies want to see one testicle?
You want? Look, you'll be a investigative reporter, a correspondent for the Opie and Anthony show.
Is there any other girls that want to see the one testicle? Because then they can describe it for everyone else.
You look, you come back, you talk on the air, and tell us what it looked like. Right?
Yeah. We'll do it that way, right?
All right. She's gonna
look. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Wow. What's your name?
Are you one testicle Ted?
One testicle Gary.
I'm ready.
What's your name?
Elaine.
Elaine, you want to see his?
How long have you been drinking? Elaine?
I only had one.
That's it. One.
And Gary only has one.
Oh, you want to?
Thank you guys very much.
You want to look too?
Yes, I want to see his nut.
Okay.
All right. How are we going to do it? Anyone else want to see Gary's testicle?
Any of the other girls?
Oh, it'll be a group shot.
Should we charge admission? What's going on?
Can I take a picture of it?
We'll take care of it. All right, Gary, stand up and show these girls your testicle.
Right here?
Yeah.
No. Can't go behind a curtain or something?
Sneak back over here.
Black girl will hide your ugly ass from the crowd.
What am I getting out of this?
We'll take care of you, trust me.
I will give you a little prize.
We'll give you some good stuff. Come on, the girls are waiting.
Gary's on his knees.
The girls are in front of Gary on their knees, Anthony. Back up a little, Elaine's saying.
Boy, I bet Rick wishes he was here.
All right, Gary has undone his belt. He's pulling down his pants. And here...
Whoa!
Yeah, look at that. It's true.
There you go.
What am I going to...
Wait a minute.
What, she's got a problem? You got a problem? He just showed the one nut to the girl.
It looks like two fat ones that just came together.
It looks like two fat ones that came together.
One testicle.
That was one testicle.
What do you think of the one testicle?
I think it looks like a potato. It didn't look like two nuts or one.
It just looked like
just
one
like,
potato, right?
Yeah.
Hey, did you notice that the one testicle got bigger after they removed the... Because I looked, and it was very large.
It's been 8 years, so it's probably just...
Maybe the one testicle became super testicle.
Yes.
Because...
Yes, nature.
I don't have a partner, now I must become super testicle.
They'll be doing a special on Nova next week. You don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear it for Gary and his one testicle, everyone.
A tragic story. 5 hours earlier, you'd have kept your nut.
Would have saved it, and I would have been fine.
Did you keep it in a jar or something?
I don't know, but the doctor kind of had a little freaky look, so.
Really?
Hey, it could be sitting in the back of some office somewhere.
Wow. Well, good luck to you.
Can it still perform and everything?
Oh, yes. One testicle? Yes.
So it's no big deal, right?
I know. It's just a shock when it first appears.
Well, that's the human body,
Opie. Where's the penis? I only
look at you.
Hey, honey, you want to see penis? I think you'll have some takers out here.
All the guys are starting to pull down their pants for Elaine. So, all right, we got lots more to come. It's Opie and Anthony broadcasting live. You still have time to get down here. We'll be here until at least 7 o'clock. It's LeVar Bat, West 57th. All right, we're back. That's Collective Soul and Heavy on the Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. It's LeVar Bat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th, just having an overall piss-up.
Yeah, good time.
We got more girls coming up on stage to show some boobs or what?
Well, some guy just informed me there were four girls over there side of the stage. One who
we'll come on
up and show. Yeah.
We'll do that as a little tease just in case people are on their way over here.
Sure.
Something to look forward to if you're on the road. But right now we want to do the first round of the Show Us Your Scar competition, Anthony.
Okay. This is based on audience applause of these scars too, Opie.
Yes, and we're going to need the guy with the spotlight to help us out. Who do we got first there, Ben?
You want to do John first?
All right, let's do John first. John has an ass scar. John, sit on the seat and talk to us for a few minutes. And if you're in your car going, man, I wish I could see this, don't worry. Black Earl has got the digital camera. We're taking pictures, and hopefully it'll be on the website by tomorrow afternoon. Now, John, you got an ass scar.
Yes, right on my tailbone. Now, like that crack of the ass part.
Now, how did this happen?
I had a benign tumor that had to get removed.
Okay, you have no problem showing everyone your ass?
Nah, no problem. I've had the scar for 15 years.
All right.
15 years. I got another one on the middle of my back, too, another little removal.
All right, you guys want to see John's ass?
Well, you're going to anyway.
Got to get something out of this.
But just like a car accident, you're going to look anyway. You know?
Exactly.
All right, John, if you would stand up, we got the spotlight on the stage.
Look at the girl that wanted to see the testicle. She's like yelling.
All right. Ben's got the camera. He's taking a picture. There's John. And he's got another tumor scar on the back there. Very nice, John.
Wow.
What do you guys think of John's ass scar? Wait.
Thank you.
We're not talking
talking about his ass. We're talking about his ass scar. All right, who's next?
Jane.
All right,
wow.
We're going to talk to Jane here. Come on, Jane. Grab a mic.
Jane.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Oh, very well.
Man, you are hammered.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No?
You sure?
No.
All right, now, Jane, you got
She's smacking the fag over here.
You have a gallbladder scar.
Right here.
Okay, let me... Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's pretty good,
surgery. All right, turn around and show the crowd. This is Jane and her gallbladder scar. That's pretty good. I think we can do better, but that's pretty good. That's good. Huh?
I was dead.
Wait, you have to talk on a mic here.
Okay. This scar...
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was dead. They rejuvenated me. I was given my last rites for 5 times in 30 days.
Really?
So this scar to me is very important. I am rejuvenated and I'm alive again.
Did you see the light?
I did. I saw the light.
Did you see like your relatives?
I was floating above myself and I saw myself.
Right on.
And my sisters are right there and they'll tell you exactly.
Near death experience, man.
Oh.
All right, you guys, let's hear it for Jane. She was dead. She was dead.
She just flashed.
She just gave him a little extra there, Anthony.
She just flashed the crowd.
Earl missed it. I could tell. You missed that picture, didn't you, Earl?
That was pretty quick, though. That was pretty fast.
All right, who do we got next, Ben? All right, we got Kelly the guy with pretty outrageous stretch marks.
Stretch marks? Wait, Kelly, grab the mic. Now, Kelly, what's
happening, guys?
How you doing, man?
It's called 4 years of college, man. I spent nothing but drinking and screwing.
Now, did you used to be a skinny guy or something? No, you're always big?
Yeah, big bean for size flesh.
And then what was the stretch marks from? Like eating and drinking?
Eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Spent 4 years in college. I mean, what the hell?
I don't think stretch marks qualify, though.
I bet you $1 million they come from that.
All right, let me see.
All right,
these guys want tits, and I'll show them tits. I mean, it's
no big deal.
I got no old problem.
All right, we want to see your stretch marks. Face the crowd.
Stretch marks?
Wow, look at that.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
He's proud of him. That's okay.
Hey, that takes some good work, man.
That's good, Kelly.
That's hard work.
Very good.
Smitty, what's up?
So we got Mark. All right, Mark, come on up and show us your scar, Mark.
Ready, please?
Sit down.
Grab the mic, Mark. Now, what? Wow, you got some gnarly knees. Is that where the scars are?
Whoa.
Wait, talk into the mic.
That goes from my knee to my thigh.
Okay.
And then the other side, it's about 4 inches across.
Yeah.
And then there's another one. Over here from a motorcycle accident.
All right, stand on the chair. Hopefully you won't break your leg and get more scars. All right, this is Mark and his knee scars. Pull up your pants so they can see the whole scar on the left there.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Now, how'd that happen?
This one, motorcycle.
A motorcycle.
And this one, my leg locked back.
Oh, your foot went the wrong way.
Yeah.
And hit you in the forehead, like?
In the shoulder.
In the shoulder?
Locked back.
Oh. Man.
It locked back and came right up. Snap.
All right, let's hear it for Mark, everyone. Huh? Doing a good job.
Not bad.
And we can't find Brad, the shotgun victim. Where's Brad?
Oh, come on, Brad.
Where's Brad? All right, we'll have to...
We want to see the shotgun guy.
Well, we'll take a break. It's the first round of the Show Us Your Scar competition. Yeah. We'll get Brad up here in a little bit. It's Opie and Anthony broadcasting live, LeVar Bat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th on the Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. There he is.
Why? What, do you got some stack or two on you?
No, I don't.
No, come on, that's illegal.
Okay, listen, if you can't make it to LeVar Bat where we're hanging out, we got people all over the ball field. We got Matt Devoti right now at a bar called No Idea.
I don't want to say it's appropriate, or Matt might be insulted, but that's appropriate.
There you go. It's 30 East 20th Street between Park and Broadway in Manhattan. Our buddy, our pal, Ralph DeTora. He's great when he's on our show. He's
yes.
at Hooters right now, Hempstead Turnpike in East Meadow, Long Island. And Eddie Trunk, who's doing that great Saturday night show, Saturday Night Rocks.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it yet, tune in at 10 o'clock. It's unbelievable. Personally, I think it's how the station should sound 24 hours a day.
All the time.
But Eddie Trunk is at Murphy's Townhouse, 97 Franklin Street in Stamford, Connecticut. It's all brought to you by Killian's Red, the official beer of St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, why you people are drinking so much? I try to deliver a pool. I almost get run over.
You guys, let's hear for Yoshi!
I'm a bicycle. I am trying to get from a third avenue over to a 6th Avenue.
Yeah.
Have to cross a 5th Avenue.
Yeah.
You're a bunch of crazy drunks. Almost get hit on bike by police and horses.
Now, is it true, Yoshi?
And I look at horse and go, that's what my pork is. Horse.
Now, is it true, Yoshi, you almost slipped on some puke when you were riding your bike on the street in New York today?
Ride my bike. You see my bike?
Yeah.
It's a spray-painted black.
Yeah.
Have a chain wrapped around. Don't want no one steering Yoshi's bike.
Right.
And I arrived and almost trip on a vomit about a crazy Irishman.
Now, Yoshi, you seem a little tanked. Have you been...
You Irish crazy. More crazy than Yoshi. You're not like a drink a
rice wine. A rice wine?
No. You drink beer.
Yeah.
You get all what Yoshi calls rocked up.
Now, Yoshi, what happens when you drink a lot of beer?
Oh, my bicycle reeve all over the place.
Yeah, okay.
A big trucks. I tried crossing road. A throat almost hit me. I almost got hit by big Irish throat. Run me over.
All right, you're going to get hammered with our faithful listeners today?
Hey! Hey!
Huh?
Hey!
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 Hi, what? Yeah? All right, listen.
Oh!
Now listen.
Oh, everyone. Very cute. Look at you.
Wow. Hey. Look at you.
I like that.
Yoshi, you got a fan in the audience
look,
there.
Her belly button is pierced. Yes.
Come on up here. Do you like Yoshi? Wow. Here, sit down on this mic over here.
I just delivered some pork down the road. I would like to deliver pork to you. Special Yoshi pork in cream sauce.
All you have is pork?
Hey, big pork.
Oh,
for me.
Big pork. Ooh.
For me, it's big.
Hey, listen, Yoshi's hung like an egg roll, man.
Hey. Well, maybe a spring roll.
A spring roll?
Hey.
All right, do you like Yoshi?
I like Yoshi. I like egg rolls.
You like
oh,
egg
yeah,
rolls?
Give you egg roll, honey. It is no shrimp roll. Oh, hey, hey.
Now,
I take you ride double on my back. On my bike when I drive. You ride on handlebar.
I don't need
hold
a handlebar.
Hold on to the handle behind you.
I don't need a handlebar, baby.
No.
Oh, Yoshi getting excited. I'm making Goo Goo Guy pan in my pants.
Now, Yoshi.
Hey.
We have a lot of people that are hungry, LaBarbat. I noticed you got like 20 bags of food here. What kind of pork did you bring us today?
I got all the Tang Tang Pak.
Yeah.
Wong Tang Tang Mong Pak.
Yeah.
Chung Tong Pork Tang Tang Pak. And we got a Tang Pak.
Let's hear it for Yoshi, everyone. Oh. With us today.
Right.
West 57th between
like her.
You like her?
My fortune cookies say intercourse in your future.
Stick around, more stupidity with Opie and Anthony and WNEW, the Rock of New York. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. What it's like. Gotta say hi to Tina in Brooklyn. It's Opie and Anthony. We're broadcasting live. LaBarbat, West 57th, between 8th and 9th. This crowd is absolutely nuts at this point. All right, we got to explain this, Anthony.
Jesus.
We had something incredible set up for you guys here. We had, oh my God, now the mother's coming on stage. Okay, let me explain. Here's the deal. All right, here's the deal.
Son of a bitch.
When we were in commercials earlier, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We found out that these four sisters want to show their boobs all at the same time on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were all set to do it, and then their mom showed up.
Mom showed up, and they came up and said, no, don't even mention this, that this is going to happen. But, I mean, come on. I think it's a verbal contract or something, right?
All right. Someone shield the mom's eyes. She doesn't want to see this.
Maybe mom could... Wait a minute. Mom just won a tour of LaBarbat.
Mom's
a grand tour. It's one of the prizes here we're giving away. It's a tour of La Barbat. Start with the back corner.
All right, wait, Anthony.
Up top.
One of our faithful listeners have got to take one for the team and take Mom to the bar and do a couple shots with her so she doesn't see the mess about to happen on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? All right. All the sisters, I want you sitting down at this microphone over here.
Look at this. Are you girls attractive? Look at this. Isn't this great?
You guys have gorgeous blue eyes. Earl, I hope you're taking pictures.
That must have been a great family to have during the high school years. You girls must have been wild, right? I could tell.
Very wild.
They are hammered. Okay, one at a time. What's your name?
Jane.
Jane, okay, nice to meet you.
Andrea.
Andrea.
Jane, Andrea.
Jackie,
whatever. I don't care what your names are. And Elaine, the mess on my lap.
I think Elaine likes you, Opie. I can tell.
How can you forget me?
Okay, listen.
I'm the one.
Take it over, because I'm ready to fall over here.
Well, we actually, I don't know, guys, do you want to see the quad flash?
The quad flash.
Okay. Do you want to see the quad flash? I think we do.
All right, girls, get up. Get up.
Yeah, yeah, let's see this.
Let's see this. This could be a first.
You know how... You will hear the loudest cheer from the crowd if we even attempt the quad flash.
The quad flash, everyone.
We're talking octaboob here with the quad flash.
No one wants to see Ant and I. Get them closer to the stage, man.
Yeah, let's go. All right, how long you girls been at it today? Huh? 7 this morning? Oh, 11.
11, okay.
The fireman's lifting up her shirt. She doesn't even notice.
All right, guys.
You guys kick ass, man.
Do you guys want to see this or what, huh? The four sisters.
Wow, look at this.
Your mother is drinking.
Okay.
Trust me. We took care of your mom. She's doing a couple shots. We're going to hook her up with some prizes. Mom's fine. Actually, you know how I like freak shows? I would love to see your mom up here doing the same thing with the sister.
Well, yeah, who would?
All right, ladies.
If we can work out the quad flash.
Now, ladies, you got to lose some, like, clothes. Loosen up and get ready here for the quad flash. The quad flash. Okay, they're pulling their shirts out of their pants, Anthony.
Let's all get ready for the quad flash. Oh, no, that's okay. You know what? The one with... What's your name? The one with the short hair?
Hey, Elmo!
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, Ben, get out of the way. The guys want to take shots of this, man.
Oh, man, I don't think... No, Ben, the one with the short hair, what's wrong with you?
You guys, I think...
It's a girl, Ben. I know you have problems relating to women.
All right, you guys, I think they need some encouragement or this isn't going to happen. I think they need some encouragement for the quad flash, Anthony.
Opie, the one with the short hair is the killjoy. She is saying mom's here and she's all upset.
Yeah,
she's wearing the pants up to her nips and everything.
Yeah, but that one's a dirty girl, right?
Yeah, I like her. Yeah, you're a dirty girl, aren't you? Yeah, you want to flash those boobies, don't you? Yeah.
All right, no, don't molest the girls, guys. All right,
what is this guy? What is...
All right, come on, guys. Let's hear some encouragement here. We need this to happen. Come on. Whip them out. 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 Whip them out.
I think they're ready. They're ready. They're ready.
Whip them out. Whip them out.
Oh, they look. They're unbuckling. Here they go.
They're getting one, two.
Come on, girls. Turn around. Let them rip.
We're wasting valuable time here, girls. Come on.
Did mom ruin this whole thing?
No, they're going to...
No, no, look, she's getting ready.
Right, she's ready.
I like you.
She's ready. All right.
You're a dirty girl.
All right, you girls. Ben.
Look, it's a mess.
Come on. Come on.
You know what I feel like, Opie? I feel like I'm at that party back when you were a kid and you thought you were going to get some.
And you
tried the whole night and really tried hard, but just nothing happened.
You just go home with a bad case of chafing.
Blue balls.
No, dude, get off the stage. We don't want to see
another guy. This is like the dry hump.
This is
not
just
working.
Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is
what we get for leaving Ben the Fag in charge of the girls. And, Ope, they're so drunk right now.
I know.
There's no way to organize them.
Our mother's here. We can't do this.
Your mom's busy drinking, trust me.
Come
your
on,
mom,
girls.
Wait, your I mom knows.
I can't do it.
Your mom knows what you guys are all about. Oh, the CT.
Well, once again, Mom ruined it.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks,
thank
Mom.
You.
Thank you.
Direct everything.
The CT. Hey, wait, Anthony. Is there any ladies out there that doesn't have their mom here that can help us out?
Yeah, that could be willing to come up and maybe give a little bit to the crowd here.
I mean, I think
there's got to be a girl.
I think we're ready to see Jennifer again.
Jennifer rocks, man.
Ladies, get off the stage. We'll show you how it's done. Jennifer, get up here really fast.
Yeah, Jennifer, you kick ass, man.
My God.
We love Jennifer.
Big CT to those girls.
You know, this is what used to happen.
Look, this is how
it's done.
This is Jennifer with her 36 double D. She's going to be on our show Friday to take on Tara as the hottest girl to ever take her clothes off. On the Opie and Anthony show.
Jennifer's got a very nice pair on her here. We love these.
All right.
We love them.
Jennifer, let them fly. This is how it's done.
Oh, yeah. She's doing it slow. Look at this. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear it for Jennifer, guys.
You see the paparazzi in the front row?
Oh, my God.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you, Jennifer. One more time.
There she goes.
One more time.
Oh my God.
That's how it's done.
Are those great?
That is the best, man. It's like the paparazzi. I need to see that again, Ed, because there were so many flash bulbs.
Yeah, let's see how many flashes go.
Yeah, let's watch the one flashes. That
the whole
time.
Here she goes.
It's
one
like
more
the paparazzi.
Time.
I was blinded by the flashes. Watch this.
Look at all the cameras up front. Look.
Watch this.
Here she goes. Oh my God. Look at those selfies. Are they beautiful?
Thank you.
Best breasts I've ever seen in my life. All right, we got to take a break. This is an absolute train wreck, but what else do you expect?
Well, we knew this was going to happen.
Right.
It's St. Patty's Day. Everyone's been drinking all day.
Yeah, Jennifer will be on the show. Oh, real fast, because we're doing a lot of visual stuff. We're taking a lot of pictures for the website. Now, this is weird. Scott Colombo's back in the station putting all the clean pictures on the WNEW website.
Yeah.
Boring.
Well, he's doing a good job, but they have to steer themselves clear at the WNEW website of the pictures that show maybe some nip.
Right.
So I'll be getting those, and tonight I'll put them on our website, our secret little underground website.
The good thing what Scott is doing, he's giving you a zip file of all the nudity, and we're going to put it on the semi-live studio cam.
So punch into our website.
Later on tonight.
You'll see those.
All right. Beautiful. More to come. It's Opie and Anthony broadcasting live. La Barbade, West 57th between 8th and 9th with 102.7 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Yeah, the Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW.
Yeah.
That's the band Indigenous, and now that you're gone, it's Opie and Anthony broadcasting live. La Barbade, West 57th between 8th and 9th. You guys having a good time thus far or what?
Yeah.
Cheers to Killian's Red for throwing the party, man. Oh, well, yeah. Anthony's out.
I've been asking for a beer for about an hour now. I guess I got to go to the bar.
All right, listen, if you can't make it.
No, that's okay. No secondhand beer. I don't want backwash.
This guy's giving you the backwash.
Backwash,
man.
Dude. I appreciate the effort.